The elevator doors open as soon as he presses the call button, and he ushers her inside, asking her which floor. 24th, she whispers, and he presses the button for the 24th floor. The doors close, and they are drowning in the growing heat between them. Their eyes meet, both filled with lust and heat, and he takes her in his arms and kisses her gently. She melts into his embrace and kisses him back more urgently. He takes her face in his hands and bends her head to the side as his teeth graze her earlobe, and he breathes in her ear. She shivers and her muscles and her pussy clench as he licks the side of her neck. The doors open and he ushers her out into the hallway. She's a little unsteady on her feet as she leads him to her room, his hand resting comfortably on her ass, his fingers teasing small circles around and around. He takes her key card from her and opens the door, and she steps through into the dimly lit room. He pulls her into his arms again, and she goes to him eagerly. She feels so comfortable in his embrace, it's like they've known each other forever. She reaches up and pulls the clip from her hair, allowing her soft chestnut waves to tumble around her shoulders. He kisses her forehead, and she leads her to the wingback chair sitting in the corner of the room, motioning for her to sit. She is itching to touch him, to be held by him again as he pulls his soft blue sweater over his head and folds it and lays it on the top of the dresser. She is transfixed by his fingers as he removes his tie and places it with his sweater. Oh God, to feel those fingers inside of her. Next, he unbuttons the cuffs of his shirt, then begins to unbutton the shirt itself, slowly revealing the muscles she could feel as they danced. What a delicious tease this man is, staring intently into her eyes the entire time he is undressing. She licks her lips and starts to rise from the chair as he shakes his head at her and tells her to stay put, while he removes the belt from his pants, unbuttons them, and lowers his zipper. Oh my God, his hands! He slips his hands into the waistband of his pants and slowly lowers them to the floor. He straightens and begins to rub his cock through his briefs. She can tell from the fully defined outline that it will feel heavenly inside of her. Will he ever finish this tease? She is aching to touch him, to feel his hands on her body, to taste him. As he removes his boxer, she sees the mole on his inner thigh and realizes she's seen it before. He strides toward her and drops to his knees in front of her and takes his foot in his hand, removing her shoe. He caresses her foot and runs his hands around her ankles and up her leg, gliding along the sleek stockings, and she begins to squirm and moan. He repeats this with her other shoe, and she reaches for him and strokes his hair. He stands, holding his hand out to her, and she rises from the chair, and he helps her remove her clothing. They stand facing one another as he leads her to the bed, kissing her gently. He lies her on the bed on her side and lies down behind her, his front to her back. He raises her top leg and bends it over his and slowly pushes his cock inside of her pussy. But she needs more. And she presses herself back into him. Faster. Faster.
answer her, please? Oh, God. Fuck me. Fuck me. Shh. Please fuck me. Oh, my God. I love your cock. I love your cock. Oh, God. Over and takes her hand in his and kisses the back of her hand and strokes her back as they drift off to sleep.